Good morning. We're starting today Masechet Me'ila. It's a whole new Masechet. And just for those of you who've looked at the way that the Shas is done, because we've got coming up now, got Me'ila, then Kinim Tamid Midot. Okay, and then we finish Kochim. So the actual, if you look at the Dapim continue. Okay, so even though Me'ila is only, I think, about 22 Daf. Right, how much is Me'ila? Me'ila. I think goes to Kafet or Kaf Dalet. Kaf Aleph, Kaf Bet. Yeah, Kaf to Kaf Bet. It ends off like the first, it's got about seven lines of Kaf Bet. But Masechet Kinim starts on that same Kaf Bet. Yeah. Isn't a bet for Kaf for Kinim? Kinim is Kaf Bet. It's also got a bet. But it's Kaf Bet of Me'ila. And then from after Kinim, you go into Tamid. And Tamid starts with Kaf Hei of Masechet Me'ila. And then after Tamid, you go to Midot. Right? After Tamid, you go to Midot. Correct? That's the last Masechet is Midot. And then Midot starts at Lamed Dalet of Masechet Me'ila. Okay? So it's interesting. Even though there are Hadranalachs for each one. Right? I'm not exactly sure what the Minag is in terms of making a Siyum after the little ones. There'll definitely be a Siyum after Masechet Me'ila. Right? You've got after Me'ila. But then you've got Kinim and Tamid and Midot. And it seems like there's only a Siyum at the end of Masechet Midot. So that's quite an interesting one. Okay? So it's a little bit different what we're used to. We'll come across, we'll speak more about them when we get there. Okay? But just a short introduction. Like I said, most of this is based on the Hebrew art scroll Gemara. With a few minor changes, and if they have mistakes, then they're all mine. Okay. We're going to see like this, that the Masechet deals with a situation of people who are chayev, or what we call Me'ila. What is Me'ila? Me'ila is, we've seen this a lot, okay? The strange thing is that in the whole of Masechet Kochim, we're discussing Me'ila, 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 and we spoke about Me'ila, and we had, in this last previous Masechet, we discussed Me'ila and what you moil for, etc. So we're familiar with the terms, but we'll become experts in it. Me'ila basically is getting personal use from something which belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, either to Bedek HaBayit or Korbanot. Because anything that was Mukdash to Beit HaMikdash, or the Korban, or Bedek HaBayit, or assets of the Beit HaMikdash, and you get use of it. It's based on a pasuk, and the pasuk is quite interesting pasuk. It's worth reading by Rashi Moshe Lemor. Nefesh ki timol ma'al. So a nefesh is a human being that timol, double, we'll see the double lashon in a second. V'chata bishkaga mikodesh Hashem. Another interesting halacha is that me'ila, the korban me'ila, we'll see in a second what you do, is only for shogeg. It's like a korban chatat in a sense. We'll see that when you do me'ila b'meizid, you don't bring a korban. Okay, so it's very similar to a chatat, it's only b'shogeg. Ve'evit ashamo, so he brings an asham. And what is his asham? His asham is an ayil tamim. Ayil tamim is a two-year-old lamb. Okay, so asham, a kevesh, is a one-year-old, and ayil is two-year-old. Ve'erkecha kesef shkalim b'shekel ha'kodesh l'ashem. We saw this as well in Kritot. That it has to be at least a value of two shkalim. Ve'et asher chata min ha'kodesh l'ashem. And he has to pay back what he stole, etc. Ve'et chamishto sefer, and add a fifth, which we know is 25%. The Kohen does the kapara with that korban asham of his, and then there is a kapara. Okay, so first, like we said, it's only me'ila b'shogeg, and then you have to bring a korban asham, which is also now, which is a two-year-old lamb, has to be worth a two shkalim or two slaim, same thing. He has to pay back the hegdesh plus 25% of chomish, that's called keren v'chomish. Now, if there was Me'ila, right? So Me'ila, we'll see the Lashon is either Ma'al or Yeshbo Me'ila. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Sometimes it says Ma'al, sometimes it says Yeshbo Me'ila. Same thing. Ma'al or Yeshbo Me'ila means exactly that, right? It means Keren, Chomesh, and Asham. That's a package deal. Okay, so for Me'ila, Keren, Chomesh, Asham. However, the Asham and the Keren, the capital portion of what he derived, and we'll see what that means, those are Ma'akev Kapara. If he doesn't bring the korban and give back the keren, there's no kapara. The 25%, the extra chomesh, is not ma'akev kapara. Okay, he's high of it, but let's say the guy couldn't afford it, and he brought his asham, or it got lost, or something happened, the 25%, the keren wasn't there, the asham, he'll still get kapara, whether he's got to still make up or not, we'll see in the Gemara. Right? Now, a person who didn't do Me'ilah, right? So sometimes we'll see Lo Ma'al or Ein Me'ilah. Doesn't mean it was Mutar. You could have some Isur Gamur Midoraita with usage of something of which belongs to Beit HaMikdash, but you're still not over on the din of Me'ilah. Okay, we'll see those things clearly as well. Now, the Chiyuv of Me'ilah, here's an interesting one. You Chayiv on Me'ilah in two types of circumstances. There's Me'ilah of Hana'ah, okay, where you actually got personal benefit from something. The example that was brought here was the treasure of the Beit HaMikdash. Let's say wore a jacket of the, let's say, of Hegdesh, right? So he got benefit. He got Hana'ah, he wore the coat. Or another case would be Motzil Rashut. If you took it out of Rashut, another example would be the treasure of the Beit HaMikdash, for example, gave his nephew a goblet as a gift. Okay, so he stole it. That's beside the story, but there's Hana'ah. But here he never really got Hana'ah from it. He took it out of the Rishut of Hegdesh. Now, there's a machloket, right? The Rambam paskins la halacha that it makes a difference. That under both circumstances, it had to have been Hana'ah. Even if it's Motzid Rishut, if you never got Hana'ah, there wouldn't be Me'ilah. Okay, but we'll see there's a machloket in the Gemara about that as well. Me'ilah, we said over here, is where there is Me'ilah, with a chayfetz with some object, the object becomes chulin. Okay, so in other words, when you over on Me'ilah, it loses its kedusha, it goes to chulin. That's why you pay back the kerim plus the chomesh, you're replacing the hegdesh, where it's lost. Because the Me'ilah takes it out of kedusha. It's quite interesting halacha that. Then we spoke about the shut and the hana'ah, etc., right? Then, the interesting thing is as follows. If we said here, yeah, if you do Me'ilah on Perek HaBayit, okay, like let's say one of the things that the Beit HaMikdash owned, like an asset, then you would pay the Me'ilah back to Beit HaKabayit. If you were Mo'el B'Korban, it's an interesting halacha, if you did Me'ilah with a Korban, right, so you don't give back the Me'ilah to Beit HaKabayit, you did the Me'ilah by the Korban, right, so then you got to bring a Korban. You got it? If it's Me'ilah of a beged, of a kli, or something belongs to Beit HaKabayit, you got to pay back the keren, you got to pay back the money to Beit HaKabayit. If you were more oil by a korban, you got to bring a korban in its place. Now here comes a little bit complicated. Why? Because we know that in a chatat v'asham, you can't bring as a nedava. Remember that? You can't donate a chatat v'asham. Remember in the Gemara the other day? You can't donate a chatat v'asham. You can donate a shlamim, you can donate a toda, you can donate an ola. But a chatat v'asham, you can't. So if it was an ola, so it's no problem. You bring another ola. It was a chatat v'asham. You can't bring it. Okay? So there we'll see a machloket of exactly what you got to do. It's not so straightforward. Just remember that. And the last thing I want to tell is Me'ilah Me'mezib. We spoke about before we started recording. Right? There is a machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim with Me'ilah Me'mezib. You don't bring a keren. You don't bring asham. You don't pay back anything. Unless you cause damage to something. Then you got to repay the damage. But Me'mezib, there's a machloket. Rebbe says you chayev Mitta b'day shamayim, and Chachamim say you have malkot, and the loch is like Chachamim. The one last thing I wanted to say was that
you're saying under Torah law, you're not chayiv anything if you do it intentionally.
Under Torah law, you're not chayiv malkot according to Chachamim. You have malkot.
Under Torah law?
Under Torah law. According to Chachamim, you have malkot. It's a love with malkot. Where Rebbe says that it's a Mitta b'day shamayim.
That's really Chachamim. They impose the Malkot on...
That's Malkot Mardut. No, why? That's Malkot Mardut. Mardut is Rabbanan. For Israel, Rabbanan. That's Mardut. When you rebel against the Lord, on a love, you have Malkot. As far as I know. Okay. Maybe Rabbanan. As far as I remember, Malkot, you have... We said all the time, a love, you have Malkot.
I thought we
thought
it was Rabbanan.
No, I don't think so. And the one last point which is worth mentioning... And that is that even in a case of where we said there are two types of me'ilas, you can be mo'el by getting hana'ah, and then you got to pay back the value, or mo'el by taking out of the reshut. Even if you took something out of the reshut and you caused damage, I'm getting confused now. There's another situation over here where normally you got to give the value of the me'ilah. If you got hana'ah, you only have to pay back the value of the hana'ah. So let's say you wore a coat of Hegdesh, right? So you don't have to repay the coat. the rupa, the value of wearing a coat, if there's such a thing, if you can if you can quantify it. Well, you gave your nephew a goblet, right? So how much is it worth to you to give him the goblet? That's the value that you got to pay back. But those things will become clearer in the Masechet. Okay, so let's start now. Let's dive in. Okay, so now, also there's a couple of different Lashonot that are different. There's a comment, I don't know if you noticed, there's a note, probably got it in note 2 on the introduction, I think it is. It says that in Masechet Erechin, like in Tmura, Kittel, and Tamid, there's certain different Lashonot. Now, why is it not so different for us? We've already done Erechin, Tmura, and Kritot. Okay? So that Lashon has become quite familiar to us. So it's not going to be so different. But you'll see that, for example, the Gemara starts off here. Look at the first word. It says Ketani. Okay, that's a Lashon. That's a specific Lashon we learned in the Mishnah. Right? That's a Lashon of Kodshim, instead of Kodshim. But we'll see a couple of others like that. Okay, Mishnah says as follows.
There's also points out there so that the Rashis are probably not Rashi.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't actually read the issue of the Mefarshim on the page. There's a whole section here on Mefarshim Masechet. Okay, that's an interesting one. The good news though is that we do have Rabbeinu Gershom printed on the page. Okay, which and the pages are shorter than they were pretty used to for the last couple of dapim. Well, like Aryeh says, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but we will make an effort that it does mean something. Okay, so now...
when it's not Rashi, it's usually more wordy.
Yeah, but funny enough, this I didn't actually notice a difference. Sometimes it's quite apparent that it's not Rashi. These Rashis are long, I'll agree, but they're not like Rashbam type where we had. No, Rashbam had like these very long sentences. When we had Rashbam in Shvuot, I think it was, etc. But anyhow, let's see. All right, I'm upset about hearing it's not Rashi, but for our purposes, we'll call it Rashi. Okay. All right. So, Kochei Kochim Sheshachatan. Right? So now, Kochei Kochim, we know from all our Masechet already, where's the Kochei Kochim Shchita is done usually? By Tzafon. Right? And the Zrika is done also by Tzafon. And remember, there's another thing which is important, but a Chazorah. We learned that when we do the Zrika, there's the Chutasikra around the Mizbech, right? That red line around the Mizbech, divides back up to the upper half and the bottom half. With the Zrika, for all Korbanot are done beneath the Chutasikra, except for a Korban Chatat and a Olata Off. Remember that? The Off is the other way around. The Chatat Off is done beneath, and the Olata Off is done above. Okay, but all the other Zrikas are done below the Chutasikra, except for Chatat Off and Olata Off. So we'll see that we are now relevant. Kochei Kochim Sheshachatan B'Darom. So these are Kochei Kochim, which were meant to be done in the Tzafon, in the north. They were done in the Darom. Mo'alin Bahem. They're still Me'ila. Right? And then, the Ketzad, the Haggadah Bach adds in there, what we're talking about. Shachatan B'Darom. The Kibel Daman B'Tzafon. We've got a couple of examples now. Right, so the shechita was done in the Darom, but the Kabbalat Adam, remember the four avodas, Kabbalah. What was the four avodas? Kabbalah, there was shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. Remember that? Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha. So the shechita was done. The first avoda was done in the Darom. Then they were kibel dama. Did the Kabbalah was in the right place, but Tzafon. Oh, the shechita was betzafon, the kibel dama Darom. Now look at Rashi quickly. It says even though it's not a good korban as far as the korban is concerned, because the shechita and the kabbalah all should be done in the north, it still hasn't lost its kedusha for meila purposes. You're still going to get if you show a butter from it, you still chayv of always on meila. Kaitzad shachatu v'chole. The Lord time Rashi is saying like this. The Lord time shachta medarim v'kibal dam v'tzafon daha have ikar avoda the mekable ve'elach mitzvat kuna. Don't say that we're talking about a case over here where the shechita was in the Darom, but the majority of the avodah was done in the Tzafon, that would be good. And that even if the shechita was done in the north and the blood works were all done in the south, even though the ikar avodah, which is the Kabbalah and the rest of the work with the dam, was done in the Darom, which is not right. Okay, so we're seeing over here that we could have said, wait a second, if it was done, the shechita was done in the tzafon, which is good, but the kabbalat adam, the rest of the blood was done in the darum, it's no longer a good korban. Therefore, maybe there's no me'ilah, because it's lost its status of for me'ilah. No. If it's got some part of the avodah was done correctly, we'll see, it's still good enough for me'ilah. It's still chayv. Very machmir, Rav Yeh. New al next, shachat bayom. If the shechita was done in the day, which is right, the zarek balayla, and the zrika dam was done at night, which is wrong, it shouldn't have been done at night, right? Or balayla, the shechita was done at night, and the zrika was done in the day, right? Look at Rashi quickly. Shechan b'yom zarek balayla. Afagav delayla loves man hakravah, even though night is not the right time. Mo'alin ban, there's still me'ila. And im echen im shachar balayla, the shechita was done at night. The v'ha kol dekein, he says, kol shechen dehu mo'alin b'hem, chayiv why? The ha zrika, the ha ikar avodah habe b'yom. So he has a kol shechen on the previous locha, because there the shechita was done in the day, but the zrika was at night. The zrika, the blood work, is the most important part. So here in this case, when the shechita was at night, even though the shechita couldn't be at night, but the blood was done in the day, it would definitely be chayiv, v'zo ein tzarek, okay, read the Rashi. Or sheshachtan b'tzafon, Rashi adds in here tzafon. Or the shechita was done in the tzafon chutz lizmano. Now here's interesting, remember we discussed the other day, am I going too fast? Right? We discussed the other day about pigul. Remember, we said pigul was chutz lizmano, but we said chutz limkomo in the wrong place is also an isur, but not pigul. We'll see here they call it both pigul. They call it both pigul. It's quite interesting. Except the Gemara says the one is more chamur than the other. The one is a pigul, like a high little pigul. Well, it's interesting how they.
The punishment's different.
The punishment's different, right? But look here. Yeah. Or shechta mitzafon chutz lizmano. So yeah, he had shechita with the kavona for the wrong time. Or chutz limkomo, a wrong place. Mo'alim b'hem. Still may look at Rashi here. Im shachan b'la, or shachan b'tzafon b'yom v'chashi v'elein ochlo chutz lizmano. And he had intention to eat at the wrong time. Dahainu pigul v'yesh bo karet. This is the case of pigul v'yesh bo karet. Or chutz limkomo, on the wrong place. Dahainu pigul v'yesh bo karet. You see that? So he calls it once pigul with karet, once pigul without karet. Right? Afilu hachi mo'alim, they're still me'ila. V'tarvayu pigul. And he calls them, they both called pigul. The chutz lizmano upigul the chutz limkomo michad kra nafka. They learn from the same pasuk. We learn in Maseches Zevachim. Mivim ha'achel yachel mivasar zevach shlava b'chule. The eat kash is a hekesh of chutz limkomo the chutz lizmano v'kari lepil v'ad called pigul. Aval lo have a pigul gamur, but the makom, the place, is not called pigul gamur lechay v'lay karek. Aval v'ad called pigul. But nonetheless, if there was a pigul, it's still meila. We'll see why. It's quite interesting why. It's actually quite difficult. It's the very last line of this amud. We'll see the answer to that question. Then, now, klal. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua seems to cholek now on Tanakama. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shayala sha'at heter lekohanim. Anything that there was a moment when the kohanim were enabled, were allowed to eat the meat. Ein molinba. If you do meila on that, after there was that sha'at kosher, there's no me'ilah. V'chol she'lo haya al hasha'at heter l'kohanim, mo'alim ban. Anything which is pre the time that the kohanim would have to eat it, there won't be me'ilah. There will be me'ilah. So for example, the kohanim can only eat the korban chatat after you finished all the dam work, all the blood work, right? If you do me'ilah before that, me'ilah. If you do me'ilah after the blood was all done, the kohanim would have to eat the korban already, there's no longer me'ilah. That would be an example. Okay, look at Rashi there. Klal Amar B'Yeshua, Kol Shatan HaKosha HaKesher. He said, Kohanim, he said like this. Af Al Gav, Deshuv Nifsele Mehem. Even again later, it becomes Pasul from them. Right? Even though it will become Pasul from them. Look at the Shidim HaKubetz here, the very first wide lines at the bottom there. Mehem, Ein Rashai in the Ochla, they aren't able to eat, aren't allowed to eat. Afidu Hachi Ein Mo'alin. V'chol Shalai V'chol Ev, Ezuhi Misha Yalo Shat Heter Shelana. And the examples, for example, would be, for example, the Mishnah carries on. It says, which was it that had a shot hit there? Shelana. Right? What is Shelana? Look at Rashi. Shelana, habasal achar zrika. Right? It says it stayed overnight. So after the zrika, they could eat it, but they never ate it. It became asur now for them to eat. There's no longer me'ila because they could have eaten it. Or shenit mate. Right, it became tameh after the blood work. They could have eaten it, but now it becomes tameh. They can't eat it. No longer mila. Or she yatzad chutz leklaim lachazrika. After zrika took it outside the walls of the Beit Hamikdash. They could have eaten it, but now it's pasul. No longer mila. The af agav the hashta ein ruui lekohanim. Like hoel vahayata lashat hechsher kodem shelana ein. Okay, even bottom line is because they had a shat hechsher. There's no longer me'ila, even though they didn't eat it. V'shnim b'viyat, v'ezu sh'lo ayala sh'at heter l'kohanim. Another example, what never sh'at heter? She'nishchete chutz lizmana v'chutz limkoma. Right, for example, me'il, and the pigul. right? Or shekiblu psulin v'zarku et damai. Look at Rashi. Shekiblu psulin b'tmein might have been a guy who's tamei or b'korbanot yachid. The individual body's korban, he was a tumah. The law hutra ben tumah. Remember, hutra is only with regard to tzibur, not with regard to a yachid. Right? That's why it would be. So that's Tzibur Rabbi Yeshua. We'll see in a difference, but it's a little bit different because Chachamim say that all these things, kosher shachtim b'darim wali mehen shachtim rabbi, etc. I would imagine that those things a kohen can't eat. Right? Or here, for example, and the pigul chutzis malu v'chutim komo, they say that there is meila tanakama. Rabbi Yeshua says that anything that had pigul would be an example that never had shat heter lakohanim. Sorry, so that makes sense, right? Never had there, so there is meila. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. He says, are you with me? The kol shayala shat heter ein moalin bo. Ah, so pigul never had a shat heter, so it would be meila. Okay, so it's the same as tanakamas. Anything that had a shat heter isn't meila, and the never had a shat heter would be meila. So if the zrika, the shchita for a korban was done bedarum, would the kohen be able to eat it? Probably not. So therefore, there wasn't shat heter, there would be meila. Okay, so it fits in well with our Mishnah. Okay, I don't know, for some reason I thought it was a bit of an argument. Okay, Gemara. Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah, kochei kochim sheshachtan bedarom mo'alin bahim. If you did shchita in the south, and it should mean in the north, there's me'ila. Shmuel says, pshita, why is that a chidush? Mishum, why? Deshachatinan bedarom. The Gemara asks us like a question. What mishum deshachatinan bedarom, because it was shchita in the north, afkinon midei mida, it loses, it goes out of the classification of me'ila. Why? Someone says, itshich. No, we still need it to be taught. Because what would we have thought? Sal kedata chamina, hoyil v'amar ula am Rabbi Yochanan. What did they say? Rabbi Yochanan said later on in this Masechet, and after you'd bet, we'll see it in 10 days' time. Kochim shemeitu. Animals that were kochim, that died. Yatsu midei me'ile davar Torah. Animal that died, right, a korban, is no longer me'ile from the Torah. We'll see the Rabbanan, there still is, but midei Torah. So what would we have thought? Hachinami. We'd have thought that so too over here, right? An animal that dies, right? Hachinami, right? Look at the Shittim HaKubetz at their Gimel. So it says there, Hachinami, let kochei kochim legabei darum keman dechakinan dame. Right? Or if they died, they were, as if they were like strangled, right? And therefore, v'sakadat hachamina, says the Shittim, delayed bahu me'ila. There's no me'ila. K'mashmulan de mo'alin bahem. K'mashmulan de is me'ila. Because we would have thought that if a shchita was done in the south, it's like you strangled the animal. Basically, it was like a not kosher shchita. So it's like a dead animal now. An animal that dies, there's no me'ila. Maybe this is like you killed the animal, there should be no me'ila. Right? Because it's a dead animal. K'mashmulan, no. There is still me'ila. You still are chayev me'ila. Okay, so that is why the Mishnah had to say why, and the Gemara carries on. The kochim shemeitu, when the animal died, lo chazu klal. There's nothing you can't do anything with them. Lo chazu klal. Look at Rashi over here. Kochim shemeitu, the fourth wide lines of Rashi. Avarau kochim shemeitu, lo rayu klal. Avarau hu le kochim kalim. But this place over here, aval darum. You know, let's explain the Gemara. The Gemara explains it nasty. Aval darum nehi de'enura'u le'koche kochim, avarau le'koche kalim. So basically what he's saying over here is, the fact that the animal was done shchita in the south, it's not like killing the animal, because the south was ra'ui for some animals. But there was, can do shchita in the south. Just you can't do shchita on this koche kochim. So the shchita in the south is not really like strangling the animal's neck. It's like kosher shchita, just not good for this animal. Therefore, it was good enough to enable it to still become ra'u for to chayav me'ila. Look at the Rashi over here. Aval ra'u have a kochim kalim kedam ba'ezu makom, and kochim kalim shchitam b'kol makom ba'azara. Okay, so that is really the Gemara Sedakas. Okay, so now lavali mitnei kol hani. Why do I have to have all these examples? B'daru wali min shachtam, b'daru min kibbal dam, b'tzafam, b'tzafam, kibbal dam, b'daru min shachtam, b'yom, b'tzarek, b'lala, zrak, b'yom, dal, etc. Shachtam, chutz li zman, chutz li komo. All of this, that's the Gemara's question. Why do we need all these questions? Look at the Rashi here. Lavali kol hani. The tani v'nitin, the mwari b'hen, litni chada minay. Choose one of them. And say, v'afa gav lo nasek kemitzvato, since it wasn't done in its proper order, mo'alin bo. Would have known that the same din. Basically say, listen, even though something wasn't done properly, you still chayav me'ila, would have known, shachet tzafon, darum, darum tzafon, kabel daman, etc., etc., etc. That's the worst question. What's it now? Trichy. We need it. Why do we need it? If we had just learned the first case of the shechita in the south and the receiving of the blood in the north, so we would have said like this, Hachahu, I'm reading it now where the shechita changes. Hachahu de itbehu me'ila. Here is me'ila. Why? Mishum de kabla betzafon, because the blood was received in the north, and that's where it's meant to be. But if the shechita was done in the tzafon and the kibel dam bedarum, we'd say the other way around. If the shechita was in the right place, but what's the ikar avoda? Ikar avoda is the blood, and the blood was done in the south, we'd say hoil the kibel dam bedarum hu nafik miramila. We'd say no, it wouldn't work. So which one could we learn? We wouldn't be able to learn the converse from the case of shechita betzafon bedarum and kibel dam betzafon. We say the blood is the ikar, so we say the blood was in the south, it wouldn't work, right? V'itana, the other way around. V'itani hanei, right? Now the rest of the examples, right? We would have said with regard to the shechita in the day and the zrika in the night, or the shechita in the night and the zrika in the day. We would have had to omer yamamas man hakrava. We said, why did it work when the shechita was in the day and the zrika at night? Because daytime is the right time for shechita. Aval shachta belayla, we would have said, but if you shechted at night and did the zrika in the day, we would have said layla loves man hakrava. Right, and then and so to the round, behind the shachat belaila, right? What would we say? I'm a nafik midamira. It wouldn't be good. The itan shachat belaila, and the other way around. Sorry, now if we did shchita at night, how we tomer? Why would we say it's kosher? Hoil the kibbel down beyom it beimeira. We said because the blood was done in the day, and the day is good for kabbal of blood. About shachat beyom, if the shchita at night is like damelaila, we'd say hoil the last man hakravahu command the chankina. We said it's like you killed doing work. But lo it beihu meila. Kamash belan. Therefore, we learn that chutz nizbano. Okay, the kamash belan that we need them all. Okay, in other words, we need them all, and that both shechita in the night and shechita in the day, kabbalah in the night, kabbalah in the day, etc. Then we're okay, fine. So we understood all of those examples. But now the Gemara wants to know why do we have to have this chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo? So chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo, my chazu, what are they good for? Why are you over on meila when there was pigul? Shouldn't be over on meila with pigul. The korban, the kohen can't eat it. There's no shark kosher, there's no tapasul korban, right? There's nothing. Okay, so the klal of Rabbi Yeshua says that there wasn't a shark hechsher. He seems to, you would say, okay, there wasn't a shark kosher, therefore you're olumila. But you think about it.
What was this rule again?
Rabbi Yeshua said that when there wasn't a shark kosher to kohanim, then you aren't over on me'ila. Right. When there was a shark kosher to kohanim, you aren't over on me'ila.
You are not.
You are not. So I think he said, right? I'm going to show a klal. Kosha yala shat heter lekoim. If there ever was a shat heter, ain mo'alin. There's no me'ila. Because once the kohanim could have already eaten it, Hegdesh lost its rights to it. Even they never ate, even became pasul afterwards. But if there was never even the kohanim couldn't eat it, then you overrun me'ila. So we could answer to Rabbi Yeshua's klal, pigul. So pigul, there was never a shat hechsher. But the logic is with regards to pigul. Oh, wait a second. But pigul, from the moment he did shechita, he had the wrong intentions. That's an ois korban. So why is there me'ila? So it comes along a difficult answer here. The truth is, it's an answer which we should know from our other masechtas that we learned. But I think it's a little bit answer. It's like this. Why? So what is hoyel umeratzin lepigulin? What is the problem with pigul? Look at Rashi. The Rashi is over the page. The two Rashi's here over the page is Hoyel Umaratin the Pigudin. It's the third line of Rashi over here. But you know what? I want to actually read the Rashi on the question. Let's read the Rashi on the question. Chutz lizmano b'chutzlim komo lemai chazi. Okay, third last line for the bottom. Klomar kol hanei detani b'matnitin b'din hu demualin bahen. All these examples learned in our Mishnah, the din that you are chayv me'ila, to hide the shachtan bedarum. Why? The one that did the shechita in the darum, ra'u ilakochim kalim. There's at least something right about the shechita. A kochim kalim could have been done in the darum, right? So the darum has got certain kosher. Kedamin le'el, v'shachat belayla also, or zarak belayla nami dinhu demualin behen delayla la mechusas banu. Right, we understand that because the elements of these acts that you did, which have got heterim, right? Ela shachat amenat lahaktir chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo. But if you did shchita and your intentions were, like for example, to do the heterim morin in the wrong place, the wrong time, or the dam in the wrong time, the wrong place, etc., which is a pigul, ha shchita demualin ba, How come they shitted you and it shitted you more in bah? Ha pigulave. Velo chazu lo emorin the gavor, velo basa the kohanim, velo havu kochimurin klal. There's nothing right about this. You can't bring the emorin on the Beit HaMikdash to burn them. You can't bring the meat to the kohanim to eat. And there's no kedusha here whatsoever for any reason. Kedusha v'amayim olin b'hem. So why are you chayv me'ila? In all the others, there was something which we could have found an argument. We said, you're right, but kocha kalim could be on there. Night is okay, day is okay. But in me'ila, in pigul, there's nothing right about it. You can't find one redeeming factor with regard to pigul. To even try and find a loophole there to say, well, because it could have been good, had it not been a kocha kalim, we would have kalim, we had it, etc. Pigul is an oist from the day one. So here he said like this, hoyel umeratz in the pigulin. Look at this, it's interesting. Just one word of background. We know when it comes to a kosher korban, the shchita, the kabbalah, the holicha, and the zrika, right? All those four blood types have to be done properly, right? And you have to complete the whole cycle in order for the korban to become a kosher korban. Rashi is going to explain over here that meratz in the pigul is that when does the animal become a proper pigul animal? When you had the wrong kavona, but you did all the melochas as well. So it's like, it's the opposite side of the coin of a kosher animal. Pigul only kicks in to be a proper pigul when you did everything that you shouldn't have done it. If you had the wrong intention and then you were a good guy, you said, okay, I'm leaving it alone now. So then and you ate that meat, then it wouldn't actually be chayev, it wouldn't be pigul karet. It would be asur. But let's look at Rashi. I think it's what he's saying over here. Umeshane, Rashi says, here comes the answer. Hoyil umeratzin the pigul in klomar. Hoyil vaha shchitat pigul. The shchita of the pigul, when you do the shechting, lo chashiva kulaha. It's not a proper shchita. Olam lo mikve bepigul lechad karet. It's not going to cause you enough. Why? Because you are never chayiv. We haven't established a proper issur of pigul to make you chayiv karet. Ad she yikravu. Right, until you shech. Now look at the Haggadah Bacha over here, the Aleph. Ad sheyikrevu kol matirav kemitzvato. All the matirim, remember those enablers, all the avodas, sheyizarek hadam kemitzvato keda amrinan b'masechet zvachim. Daf kaf chet. Pigal hu lo yeratze. The Torah says, pigal hu lo yeratze. So what does it mean, pigal hu lo yeratze? Right? V'aminan kahartza'at kasher, just like the hartza'ah, you need ritzui for kasher, you need lo ritzui for pigul. It's the exact opposite. Dichtiv be yiratze lechaper, kach hartza'at pasul de pigul, ma hartza'at kasher, when do we say there's ritzui for kasher, lo hurtza ad shikrivu kol matirav. Ritzui, you have to have a korban, it's liratzot, right? Hartza'ah, to the whole thing, right? So he says, what do they mean, lo hurtza'ah, there's no ritzui. Ad shikrivu kol matirav lishmo. You have to do everything lishmo. Kach hartzat pasul lo nikba pasul pigul lechayvo karet. You aren't considered a pigul to be bechayv karet. Ad shikrivu kol matirav lishem pigul. Till you've done everything lishem pigul. V'haynu meratzin shemeratze hazrika lemikbei bepigul. You have to have proper zrika. The cave and the hazrika chashuva kol kach. The tzricha meratzin the pigul. And since the blood, the zrika, is so important that you have to have zrika the pigul, akati lo yatzat mikedushata umualin ba. Until you do that, you haven't gone into proper pigul, take out of kedushas. If the shchita was just the wrong shchita, but you didn't have done everything yet, you haven't done a proper pigul. But until it's 100% valid pigul with a tudat hechsher of pigul, right, you still chayv me'ila. Only if you went the whole gambit and you finished everything, maybe you would be chayav pigul me'ila at the end. But in the meantime, you would be chayav pigul, but you haven't properly extracted it from kochin. Okay, so that is the answer to that. What is that? Ask a question. Ibaya lehu. We got a question over here. I alu mahu sheyardu. So Rashi says over here, Ibaya lehu. Hani de tanim madina. Which we learned. Shina bahen kagon shachat bedarim or shekibal dam darim. If you made a change in the order, you're doing the wrong way around. You did shchit in the south instead of the north, or you did kabel of the dam in the south instead of the north. So now what happens with that meat? If you did that wrong, we know you chayv meila. We're not discussing meila at the moment, and you brought it onto the mizbeach. Do you have to bring it down or do you leave it on? Okay, that's our question now. We've left it alone for a second. So, I alu mahu sheyardu. There's a Rashi over there as well. Actually, this makes sense now. You know, there are a couple of repetitions here in the Rashi. You'll see like there are a couple of more. Like I skipped over in the previous Amud as well. There's a few times we've got Dibur HaMatchils, repeated Dibur HaMatchils with different Rashis. Maybe the one is Rashi himself and the one is his Talmud, like interacted. Maybe that would explain why we've got a couple of duplicates. Okay, I rushed through that and I didn't read them all. Okay. So now, Ibai Eleyu, that's the question. Mahu, look at Rashi, yeah? Imanu Mizbeach, Mahu Shiyardu, Tzarich Lo Horidan Olo. Do you have to bring it or leave it on the Mizbeach? Rabba Amar Imalu Yardu. Rabba says, without a doubt, if you bring it up on the Mizbeach, it comes down. Rav Yosef Amar Imalu Lo Yardu. Remember Rabba and Rav Yosef, right? We saw then that was the Machlok end of Horayot, right? Rabba was Oker Harim and Rav Yosef was Sinai. Remember that? With me, everybody? Right? Okay, so Rabbi says you bring it down, and Rabbi Yosef says, Imalu lo yardu. So now the Gemara says as follows. This comes from a machloket. This is a Gemara now in Masechet Zvachim. Any of you remember this machloket? Right? So the Gemara says like this. Amar, it says like this. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, the Shitta takes out Doti Bailach. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, the Kula Amalo Pligi. With regards to Rabbi Yehuda, as far as he's concerned, there's a machloket in Masechet Zvachim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in a Mishnah there. Or maybe it's a brighter. Right? Look at Rashi. Alivad Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Hatam, the Perika Mizbeach Mekadesh, the Pei Dali Masechet Zvachim, says Zoti Ha'ola. Says Zoti Ha'ola. What do you mean Ha'ola? Hare Eilu Mi'utim. These are Mi'utim. Prat Nafshecha Nishpach Dama. Veshelana veshayatza. He says, other than dam, pratlin, if nishpach dam, if the blood spilt, or it stayed overnight, or it went out of the mizbeach, right? Sheimalu yardu. Those examples, if they go up, they come down. Kure alme lo plige, dahaninami imalu yardu. Right? There's no machloket about these things. Right? In other words, on certain examples, everybody agrees that there's certain times when everybody would agree that, except for a few exceptions, im alu yardu. You bring it up, it comes down. What Rabbi Shimon says, but the machlok of Rabbi Shimon, kipligi alu Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Shimon says in Masechet Zvachim, the palig Rabbi Yehuda, v'amar zotra ta'ola, riba torat achat lechol ha'olim shim alu yardu. Rabbi Shimon says, there's a cloud. Anything that goes up on the Mizbayach is machshir, doesn't come down. You shouldn't have brought it on the Mizbayach, but if you didn't remember this, we had this machloket there. If it doesn't, it doesn't come down. So now he says, with regards to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef aren't arguing. They argue now with regards to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says that there's a klal, im alu lo yardu. Now, what about our examples? Are our examples part of that klal? Or our examples exceptions to that klal? And that's what he says over here. Rabbi who said, im alu yardu, obviously says, what? Are you cold? Really?
That is the way it's blowing.
It is cold.
I'm also cold. I'm also cold. That's the truth. No, we're finished soon. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi says Imalu Yardu. Right. So look at Rashi. Look at the Gemara now. Lekula Amelot. Okay. Keeping it under Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, which makes sense, right? Rabbi Yosef said Lo Yardu. They don't come down. So look at Rashi there. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Shimon. The ki heichi da Rabbi Shimon anitani lemata. Right. Just like Rabbi Shimon. And now Rashi explains that. What was the machloket there in Zvachim? Look at this Rashi here quickly. It says, if you did the blood lemata under the chutasikra, shenatnan lemala, right? Sorry, hanitanin, it should have been done lemata, and you did it lemala. Dahainu shinui makom matan damim. You changed the place where the blood should have been. So they should have been done above the chutasikra. Right, sorry, it should be done beneath, like all the other korbanot, except for, like we said, the chatat and the olata of. And in the end, you did it above. Dahainu shinu makom matan damim she'im alu lo yardu. You wouldn't bring it down. Hu adinami hechad shine makom b'shchita. So just like there's a change in the place of the blood, Rabbi says, Rabbi Shimon would agree that also if there was a place in the change of the shchita. You should have shchit in the tzafon, you shchit in darum. We don't care. Changing the dam, changing the shchita, it doesn't make a difference. She'im alu lo yardu. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Because the machloket there is about the blood, right? Above or beneath the line. Rabbi Shimon says, lo yardu bichlal. Rabbi Yosef says, changing place, same as changing blood. But Rabbi says, Like at can look at Rabbi Shimon, had time in my lo yadu. He says no, because in our Gemara we have what does Rabbi say? Rabbi says yardu, correct? Rabbi says Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Amar like at can look at Rabbi Shimon. Erev nitan lemata, shnata lemalo, benitan lemalo, shnata lemata. Ulam shachta mekiel dam tzafon. Right? He says, Rabbi says what? That there in the Machlokes Zvachim, it's only about where you did the blood, on which top of beneath the Chodas Ikra. But no one's talking about where you did the Shechita. Even Rabbi Shimon's saying there that the Shechita was done in the right place. Just the dam was done in the wrong place. Aval Hacha, but in our Gemara, Kevin the Shachtan Bedarum, since the Shechita was in the wrong place, Kaman Dechan Kinon Dami, it's as if you killed it. And even Rabbi Shimon would agree, says Rabbi, that there's no doubt about it, that Im Alu Yardu. Okay? That is the story over there. Mishnah is Tnan. But we've got a kasha here. We learned in our Mishnah, Kocha Kojim Sheshachtan Bedaru Moalin Bahem. Now you're telling me, according to you, Rabbi, that Im Alu Yardu. Now we've got a difficulty. Because our Mishnah says that even though the Shechita was done in the wrong place, you still Chayev Me'ila. Right? You with me? Now, Bishnah Rabbi Yosef Nicha. We understand why Rav Yosef says that you chayv me'ila. Why do you understand Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says what? Im alu lo yardu. In other words, there's kedusha. Right? So we understand, if something's got kedusha, then if you leave it on the bed, that means you don't bring it down from the Mizbeach, we understand why you'd be over a me'ila. But according to Rabbi, who says bring it down, it's not good enough to stay on top. Even the Mizbeach can't machshir it. Why am I over a me'ila? You with me? Question clear, right? So says, "Not kochi kochi shachnim v'rabu adim b'hen." Bishlo Rav Yosef Nicha el Rabba Kashia. Look at Rashi over here. El Rabba, the Amar di malu yardu, the yatzu midushatan. It's left its kedusha. Now look, the kedusha has gone out. Kashia da mai morin. Why am I over a meila? Right. The Gemara says, "Mai morin b'hen." What do you mean, "mai morin b'hen"? Mid Rabbanan. You're right. That's only Doraita that there's no longer Kedusha. But what Rabbi's telling us is you're over on Me'ila de Rabbanan. Right? So the Gemara introduces a new concept now. Me'ila de Rabbanan. Look at Rashi. Yeah? My molin mid Rabbanan. Ava mid Doraita late behu Kedusha v'imalu yardu. The Gemara says, my ike bain Doraita Rabbanan. What does this mean? Me'ila de Rabbanan or Doraita? What's the difference between them? So the Gemara says like this. Me'ila Doraita Meshalmin Chomesh. Look at the Shita Mekubetzi the Zayin. He says Meshalmin Chomesh Va'asham. So you bring the Keren. Obviously, everyone says you got to bring, even the Rabbanim in the Keren. But you bring the plus of Chomesh and an Asham. And in Durabanan, Lo Meshalem. That's the Shita adds in there, Lo Meshalem. Right? So the Gemara says, well, the Mekam, Me'ila Durabanan. Is such a thing as Me'ila Durabanan? The Gemara says, yes. Is such a thing as Me'ila Durabanan? The Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Got a Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ule said Rabbi Yochanan, kochim shemaitu." We saw this before, right? That was a hava minu to think that maybe there shouldn't be meila on if you shechted in the wrong place because it was even died. Kochim shemaitu yatsu midei meila davar Torah. That's what Ule said Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, the fact that he said that yatsu midei meila davar Torah, alma, what do we imply from that? Midoraita lo it bahon. There's a shita change there, lo it bahon, but b'derabanan it bahon. So therefore, when they died, they're still derabanan, hachinami, so to yeg, the shita in the wrong place, it's still a chiyuv derabanan. Okay? So that's a wild. Because we understood from the Mishnah it was all doraita. Suddenly we see now that this shita b'darom and kabbalah b'tzafon, and shita b'tzafon and kabbalah b'darom is only an isur derabanan. And Ishra Rabbanan, we're just learning now as well that there's no Asham and there's no Chomesh. There's just the Keren. Right? So Gemara says like this. We've got a Kasha here on Rabba. I think it's on Rabba. Leime Tanina Lahada'ula. Gemara says, what is it? Now. No, not on Rabba, sorry. Rashi adds in there. Leime La Rabba Tanina, I think. That's why I've in there, Rashi. Right here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Leime La Rabba Tanina lahadula Rabbi Yochanan. Right, because what did Rabbi say? Right, what did Rabbi say? We had this machloket between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, and Rabbi says that yardu, correct? So why yardu? Because really, midoraita, there's no kodshin, there's no kedusha, right? So that's what comes down. Why are you over on Me'ilah? Me'ilah only midrabanan. So in other words, we can already understand from Rabbah that the Easter Me'ilah is only midrabanan, correct? You with me? Because it comes down. So that's what the Gemara seems to say. What is the chiddush? What do we need this Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Leimer l'Rabbah, tanin l'had ula. We already learned via Rabbah this halacha of ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So why are you giving it? Why are you telling Amar Rabbi Yochanan? What chiddush is Rabbah Amar ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan coming to teach us, which we never learned from Rabbah? Look at the Rashi over here. Leimer l'Rabbah, tanin l'had ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The mimadniti namishma inan la. We learned it in our Mishnah. Mi lo amiran. Didn't we say the kodesh kodeshim sheshachtan bedaro, keman dechan kinon dami v'havu kodeshim shemaitu. They are the same as dying. Uketani, we learned that nana is meila. V'amiran ma mo'alin, and what was the question? What is meilin midrabanan? The midoraita late movie is meila. The kamiran imaluyar, they come down. The kodeshim shemaitu dami im kain haynu de ula mai kemashvan had ula. What's going on over here? Why do we need to know this Amar Rabbi Yochanan? It all seems to become clear if you go back to the Amud Aleph. So the high the shachar b'dalah v'evadavah. V'itan the shachar b'dalah v'imuchol v'kavu dam v'yom ein memila. Aval shachtam v'yom v'zakim v'layla. Hoyo v'lav means rikahu. Command the chankinah v'loy pei memila. Kamashtan then nonetheless there is. And then we had this kasha v'yeh. Rabbi said imalu yardu. Right, I'm not a local, I'm sure Elabinatina and the Machin but it's the money. I would only shaft to come up that summer. I will have a Kevin Shaft with Darum, Commander Hankinan Dami. You see that? That's what Rabbi says. Look back in Rabbi on Amud Betavia 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. It says, Rabbi says that Ula Olam the Shaft and the Kavagam and Safo. That's what Rabbi Shimon speaking about there in Zvachim. But here in Amud Gomorrah, Kevan the Shaft and Bedarum, it was shafted in the north, in the south, sorry. It says, if it was Hankinan killed. So why do we need Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan basically to tell us that it's like Kochim Shemaitu? Rabbi already told us that it's like Kochim Shechankinan that were killed. What means the question clear? The Gemara says, where's the chiddush? What is Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan telling us at all? So the Gemara says, no. Af al gav the Tanya, even though we learned it, it's Shrich to Ula. We still need this halacha to be said straightforward of Ula. Rabbi Yochanan kochim shemaitu yatsu midayim in the Dabar Torah. Why? Salka lachamina, what do we have thought? Hacha lo badilin minhon. Here in our case, right, you don't really distinguish between the two because you see animals being shechted in the south, being shechted in the north, all the time in the Beit HaMikdash, right? And people aren't ma'us. The shechita doesn't cause them to want to separate themselves from it. Badilin minhon means I don't want to go near that. Right? I don't want to go near that. Look at Rashi, yeah? If chichla de ula, the salkal alchamina hachemat nitin de koche kochim shachna medarum, lo badile in sheminai, who they don't run away from it. Mishum de afa gav de shishina bahin, because nonetheless the shchit was done in the wrong place. There was a change over here. Mikol makom bekashut nishchitu. They still shechted bekashut, with kakash shchita. Velo badile minayu in shei. They don't run away. Lahachi mualin. Therefore, a guy will want to still be touch that meat or be around that meat. He would maybe do it, and therefore, he'd be meila. Either Rav Yosef meet doraita, Rabbi Rabbi, and it would depend. Now, if it was Rav Yosef, he said it was doraita. If it was Rabbi, he said it was rabbanan. Aval kochim shemaitu. Remember, because Rabbi Yosef said im alu lo yardu. Remember, so Rabbi Yosef who says im alu lo yardu, the kedusha stays. So the Me'ilah would be a Me'ilah Doraita as far as Rabbi Yosef is concerned. Is that clear? It wasn't clear to me before, but now it should be clear, right? Aval kochim shemaitu. Now I'm in the Gemara here, right? But kochim shemaitu. I lost my place. Lamed Abar Yochanan afagav the tani yitzchich deula etzak lechemina hachel lo bedimel. Aval kochim shemaitu hoil bedinen minhon. Look at Rashi, yeah? Aval kochim shemaitu de nevelot ninu. When they die, they're nevelas. Umaisei, and they're disgusting. Ubadilei minai, inche, people run away, they don't want to go near it. Eima, afilu midrabanan me'ila. We think, you know what? From such a disgusting animal, even drabanan, Rabbi wouldn't agree, would say there's no Me'ilah. So when does Rabbi say there's Me'ilah? Rabbi says Me'ilah, we did the Shechita in the wrong place, but the Shechita, people still, oh, I haven't got a problem with that animal. That's why Rabbi says, even Rabbi would say, no, if it died, it's an Aveda, it's got to go near, there wouldn't even be Me'ilah to Rabbanah. So without Rabbi Yochanan, I wouldn't have understood Rabbi to imply that. That's why we have to have Rabbi, right? So Kamash Balan, that's why we have to learn that, that even though they are nevelas, you're right, there's no middle Rabbanan, Doraita, Ava Mirabanan, Itbo Me'ilah, Bekotchim Shemaitu, even if they died. Okay, so that's why I had to have the chidush there of Ula Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi would have understood Rabbi with regard to which is a kosher shechita, but just in the wrong place. Ula tells even if it died and it's disgusting, there is still an Isur de Rabbanan and Me'ilah de Rabbanan. Okay, now, a new question over here. If you look at Rashi, Meitunami Tanina, Rashi adds in over here, Va'akati. So still, okay, so you answered to me now partially why we had to have Amar Ula Amar Yochanan, because from Rabbi we wouldn't have learned about dead animals, we learned only about shechted in the wrong place animals. It says, Va'akati, but still. Okay, so Rashi edits the Gemara, says Va'akati, but still, I've got a question. Michael Mashbulan de Ula, what did we learn from this from Ula? Imishum Demetu Namidik. Because he says, you know what? Even Demetu, I also learned that in the Gemara. Because I've already learned Demetu. Your whole reason of why we had to have Ula and Rabbi Yochanan was if they die. But I've learned that as well. Have I learned that as well? Look at Rashi. I Demetu Namitanina. Look at Rashi, the Ein Mualin Bahem, that there's no Me'ilah, did not come in Perek Hanehene. Where is it? We haven't seen it yet. It's coming up later on, in Perek, on Daf Yud Chet over there. The Perek Hanehene, right? Let's see that Rashi there says, Nehene Shin Pei. The Perek is called Nehene Minaheg De Shave Pruta. If you look on the Yud Chet, you'll see that's the name of the Perek. The Perek is Anehene Minaheg De Shave Pruta. So the Gemara calls it Anedim in Ahegdish, but that's Shavu Puta Rashi. So in that Perek, right? And what do we learn over there? Hanedim in Achatat, Meitunamit, Hanedim in Achatat, Keshiach Chaya. You know what? Let's carry on with this tomorrow.